episode 2101, for I Know the Plans.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new start to a beautiful week. It's time to rise and shine. Open up your heart to what God has in store for you today. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, for I Know the Plans. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. It goes on to say in Jeremiah 29:12, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Jeremiah 29:11 has been a popular Bible verse for generations, but it amazes me how we let it roll off our tongue with no meaning to our heart. Have you chatted with God lately? Have you truly asked him the plans he has for you? With the birth of my grandson, I can't help but think about his future. From an earthly perspective, it looks great. Yet we know life happens. And when life happens, my prayer for him is to call on God. I believe we miss the mark so many times. We want the plan, but we forget the following verse, Jeremiah 29:12. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. God knows his plans for you. But you see, we get so wrapped up in our own thoughts thinking that, oh, God already knows everything. Yeah, he does. But you see, what we forget is that he wants us to call on him. He wants us to pray so he can listen to you. My grandson is learning the lay of the land right now. He just had a traumatic experience, right? Any child going through the birth canal is traumatic. It's a battle. And he won it because he's here, he's healthy. But now he's got to figure things out. He's got to figure out who's going to listen to him when he cries. When he doesn't understand or gets frustrated, he expresses himself with the oohs and the coos and the ahs, all of which are so sweet to the ears. They're the baby sounds, they're the cries. But did you ever come to think that he is calling on his mommy and desiring her to intervene on his behalf? Tell me, show me, mommy, how to maneuver what I am doing. Help me, feed me, love me. God is wanting that from us. But we close the door of communication unless it's blood or a flood, the SOS, the 911 cry. What if you were to be more like a brand new baby, like my grandson, trying to discover the world around you and figure out the plans? Do you think you would understand more of what needs to happen in the situation you're in? Do you think you would trust a little more and complain a little less? Do you think you would hope in what you didn't know because the Lord has already gone before you? Just as my newborn grandson needs his mommy, you too need your heavenly Father. The Lord knows exactly what you need today. Call on him and pray. His ears are waiting to hear your questions. His ears are waiting to hear your concerns, your frustration. His ears are waiting to hear your voice. His ears are waiting to feel your heart. The Lord's shoulders are broad enough to bear all that you need him to carry, but you have to be willing to communicate with him so he can hear your heart. Today, I pray that you will reach beyond your own thoughts, that you will go to God, that you will call on him, that you will draw close to him, and that you will pray that he will show you the plans to prosper your life. He wrote them. It's up to you now to reach out. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. May you have a beautiful, blessed week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.